Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hit the like button.
How we doing, people?
Welcome back. We are live now. Now we're live, Flav. Flav was on mute there the whole time going, are we live? Are we live? This dramatic music. Going, we love you, but oh, we love though. We love now.
So silent.
Just wait until I say hello to people. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday, everyone. This is nice. This is nice. Get your weekend started with the lads. I have got some comments to read out. We've got the Big Jim Laugh Awards back, Flav.
Yep, good. That's good.
I thought it was Slim Pickens last week. I didn't think people would be able to find it, but there were a couple of nuggets in there from you, which is good.
Good.
How are you? How's your week been?
Well, my week's been fine. 36,000 people watched the podcast last week, which
is that is good,
I think.
Do you know what shows how good it is? And we're going to talk about this. Someone has made us a website.
Yeah.
What? Someone's made us a website, which I'll show you guys in a little bit if I can find it. I think I've lost it now, but anyway. In one of the videos,
he's made a massive effort.
I know.
You'll absolutely find it.
In one of the videos, I'll tell you what. Let's do it now. In one of the videos, that they tell us to go and look at. So Tyler Norton, massive shout out. If you want to go and check out this website, it's very, very funny. Let me find it. Here it is.
Do you know what a wonderful thing it is for someone to do something based on the fact that someone else has done something? Like, we've done this podcast.
It's weird.
I love you, Jim, so much. I mean, I love you. I know. But, you know, based on that love, that out has come the fetus of a website.
Because last week we spoke about a couple of comments on the fact that, you know, this is a long running podcast now. We've got to that point. And with that, there is a whole backstory of stuff. Now, we did our sort of I think someone described it as MTV Unslugged last week, where we didn't have a running order. We've got a bit of a running order because we've got some fan mail. I'm going to call it fan mail. Someone needs our help with that, a bit of Flames advice.
Not snail mail.
Maybe snail mail's a good shout.
They're not snails, are they?
It's not snail. Yeah, they get massively offended by that. And for those of you who were watching last year, Sonny has returned with some new drama, which I haven't read the whole thing. So we'll dive into that as well. So there are a few bits.
If people don't know, Sonny has an ongoing issue with...
Women.
No, yeah, but if you say an issue with women, sounds like he hates women. It's not that. It's just he wants to be with women, but women don't want to be with Sonny.
Yeah, true.
I hope it doesn't turn into an incel.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. And let's move on. We don't need to talk about that. Anyway, Tyler's made this website because one of the stories last year was that we were creating a cult, and people in the comments decided to put forward what kind of jobs they could do in the cult. Tyler said, I could make a website for the cult. And here it is. And so what it's got here, which is great, is it gives you just kind of a heads up on the current bits that you need. Some Jaffin classics, which is one, the Jaffin cult here, which you can go and watch, or the sandwich moment. Again, you need to go and watch that to understand
it. What's the best viewed video on our Jaffin clips?
On Jaffin clips. Sandwich, I think. Sandwich is right up there.
What are we saying? Like 5K?
I haven't looked in a while. But it was miles ahead. But there's a history as well, if you need to find out. And on this one, I clicked on this one and watched it for a bit. We were boasting about 18K views last year. So and now we've somehow hit 36K. This is years ago. Look at this. This is the first podcast we did together.
Is that true?
Yeah. So if you do want to dive into all of that, then...
Can you, just for my own sort of curiosity, can you just click on the beginning of that?
This one?
Yeah, can you play that in the...
Yeah, sure.
There's a big story going on in Germany at the moment.
Yeah, RB Leipzig. They actually called Russellbaum.
Russellbaum.
Look how thin I am.
Football podcast. Is this where we've got to, Flav? Right, I'm calling it there. We're not watching our own podcast on a live podcast. Christ. We're not, though. It's really going to our head. It's really going to our head.
It's weird. It's so weird. Do you know what? That doesn't feel like Jaffin. That feels like the stuff we used to do on Bull Street.
It's very cautious. It was cautious, Jaffin.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. Yeah, it was only when we got the Fan League sponsor and Kathy, who was, so the commercial team would do the deal and Kathy and the bloke that used to work with her would deliver the deal. And the other end was us, me and Jim, and we would do the deal, right? We'd actually do it. We'd actually, you know, deliver what was supposed to be delivered. But I think it was when we were coming to the end of our Bull Street days, we just felt like, let's just do the podcast we want to do. And that's where Jaffin came from.
Yeah, totally. And a couple of comments from the chat here. Peter G, that rugby shirt makes you look like a massive knob, Jim. Thanks for that. Cheers. It probably does, doesn't it? I rugger.
Why were you wearing that? What was it?
Did I play rugger? Well, why do you think I'm wearing the shirt? I love rugger. I played rugby once and it was a horrible, horrible experience. Horrible. Do you still hear me? Why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep asking me a question and then walking off or turning your back on me?
I just needed a
literally breaking so many podcast rules.
Who gives a shit? No one cares, yeah, Jim. Yeah, let's just talk about the fucking shit we've got to talk about.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, did I go to Eton, Jim? No. Do you know what, though? What I will say, I've been away this week, Flav.
Where have you been?
Away. I went to... So after the Euros, we booked a... what's it called? Staycation at a hotel. I've got to say, a lot of people call us snowflakes weak, pathetic.
Who?
It's tough, but people have no idea how tough it is being woke. And I can prove this now. I went away this week, went to a hotel. And right. It was one of them woke ones. Okay.
I don't know what that means. What's a woke?
So just to show you, people think, oh, it's really easy being, you know, white, straight, middle class. Do you know what I mean? I went to this hotel and I did spinning twice and went to the gym twice as well. And I'm knackered. I'm done. All right. You guys have no idea how tough it is being me.
Mate, I went to the gym. I've been going to the gym as well.
Have you?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, I hate it.
I haven't done it for 2 years, and it's like, it's just... There's a lot of...
The gym comes up to me and went, God, you're sweaty. I was like, what? Your entire fucking business is made on me becoming sweaty, so why are you digging me out in front of your pals? What's that about?
That is mad. That's not cool.
No, I know. He just caught you.
When he worked there, the bloke worked there.
He was the owner of the gym.
My aim going to the gym is to be as quiet. How quietly can I do this and get out? That's the aim. You know, there's those guys who are just like, I don't know, caps on backwards, vest that shows their nipples, like the big belt thing. Like, go away. I do not want it. I don't get. Have you finished with that? Well, I'm on it, aren't I? I'm sat on it. I'm sat on it right now. So do you think I'm finished with it? No, I'm not finished with it, am I? But yeah. Actually, in reality, I just go, yeah, actually, mate, nearly, just one set. One set. Just one set left. Just one, one
my,
set.
My gym's full of old ladies and old men, so it's not
lovely.
Really an issue.
This is weird as well. I bumped into Julien Laurent at this gym.
Who's that?
Julien Laurent is like the... If you ever hear someone talking about PSG, that's Paris Saint-Germain to you, Flav. He'll be the guy talking about it.
Well, it was... what's his name? Philippe Auclair.
I don't know. Anyway, he shouted at me whilst I was on the bench press.
What did he say?
Push harder! I can't do it in a French accent. Push harder.
So, we should talk about some football, Jim.
We really should. The title of this video, because I had to do it on Monday, and I was looking at the fixtures, and I thought, what could we talk about? And I went, is London blue? And of course it is blue, because the Super Hoops are going up. But,
oh, is that what you were talking about? I thought you were talking
discreetly.
About...
But it was more the Chelsea-Arsenal situation. Are you annoyed? You were one day away, weren't you? You could have had... Because, of course, look, over the course of a season, you have the good pods, you have the bad pods. You know, you have the moments where you've won a game and you get to gloat, and then you have the three-month periods where you're stinking the place out. And last week, Man City, life was great. You'd won it. You just needed to get to the next day, and it was yours. The joy, the gloating was yours. But no. What are they called? Paco de Ferreira? What are they called? Ferreira Rocher or something?
I don't know.
They went
talking
done
about the game last night?
Yeah, the game last night in the European Cup. No, just don't care, dude. You just want to get out. You just want to be out.
Honestly, the embarrassment that I'd have to deal with from Arsenal fans and Chelsea and that would be worth it if we just weren't in the competition. We got beat, and I it was on the laptop because it was on Premier Sports, but I was just like, oh, I fucking don't care. I just do not give a shit about this at all. And I still don't give a shit. And it has no impact on what happened last week.
Let's show you this. Let's show the people this. Great moment for you. And by the way, someone's just confirmed it was Paulo Ferreira you lost to yesterday. Thanks, Mario. This was your tweet last week, getting ready for match of the day.
We went to a little...
there
you go, little Frankie boy there.
Good son. Let's see that again. See that again.
We
you try not to smirk at the end.
It was so difficult. So we came into this is like a caravan on a caravan site. So, you know, I'm very humble, and a great holiday for me to go to a caravan site. I enjoyed myself. The kids enjoyed themselves. So I won't defend. You know, I'm not going to make excuses for the things that I do in my holiday and period.
Mm.
But I was at that point, mate. I can't tell you how pissed I was. I was so hammered,
really?
and we're in the situation. Mrs., the kids, we're in Newquay, and I wanted to watch the game, so I get to Newquay and I went to every single pub, and they were like booking only. It's like peak season, and I was like, the only thing I can do is like Google Irish pub, because they don't. There is no booking like system.
We don't do booking.
It's your job.
Yeah.
But they I got in, I had a drink, and because I was sort of I can't say I was ever nervous during the game, but I was just amped for football being back. And are you still just looping?
No,
over?
It's fine. I had to come off it. All right. I mean, I can do if you want me to.
Yeah, I can crack on. Anyway, so we watched the game and we won, and I know and Jim, you can prove to me. Prove to the people, rather, that how many times did I say in the group, lump on Spurs, we're going to beat City?
Yeah.
I did say that, and it wasn't in jest. I just knew that we were going to beat them, because that's the footballing gods. It's the way they work, right?
That's true.
And
so it was.
Yeah, and we did. So I'd filled my cup several times. The missus and the kids were walking around in the rain. But they wouldn't dare disturb me because I was watching Tottenham being triumphant against what is one of the most, gotta be said, despicable football clubs in the history of the game.
He's gone there. Maybe I've been
a little bit over the top.
Quickly, whilst we're on Twitter, actually, guys, just to say, OnlyFans is banning sexually explicit content. Perfect time to become a patron. Don't waste your money there. You're not going to get your fill. You get your fill on our Patreon. Link is in the description. We have a we've got a few newbies, actually. Quick shout out for new patrons. Well done to you. Emily Collins, great decision. Geordie, great decision. Matthew Blake, great decision.
Not the Geordie.
No, Jay. Yes, the Geordie.
He can afford
it. In my mind.
How many have we got?
We're on 252. Used to be on 282. So, well...
252.
Can we raise it? Let's get the football chat out of the way, and then I can get through all this stuff because we've got to do it at some point.
Ours are going up.
I tell you, mate, what.
Something is genuinely happening.
Do you know what though? Last year I would have gone bigger on it because I would have gone. Last year I would have gone. You never know. Because deep down I know, like, we reek of mid-table. Stank of it. But this year, something's happening. Do you know what I mean? 2-2.
Something's happening here.
I know, mate. Imagine if we go up. League of 72, I'll be like, see ya! I wouldn't love the EFL.
You win 3-0 away from home in any division. That is substantial.
Absolutely. I mean, beating Neil Warnock's Middlesbrough 3-2 when you got 10 men as well. Is that good? I think it might be.
I think it absolutely might be. So who's the geezer who plays in the right wing for Fulham? He looks special.
Is it Carvalho? Fabio Carvalho? Is that it?
Yeah, he played. I think it's against Millwall. He played and he just killed him.
I don't know his name. I know who you mean, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So London is blue. Arsenal, Chelsea. I want to kind of hear your thoughts on Chelsea and on Arsenal, because here's my thought on Chelsea and then you can do Arsenal, right?
Go on.
Do you know what really annoys me about Chelsea?
Boy, there's so much.
There's no repercussions ever. They go, they will look and they go, do you remember? Oh, I was there in the Sarri days. You won the Europa League. I don't know if they won their cup as well or something like that. Even in the worst years that they have, they win FA Cups or domestic trophies. And then they give their guy a chance, then just chuck him into the bin and get a better manager, win the Champions League, and now get to like chuck all their money about and probably win the Premier League. They look scary. There's no repercussions.
Do you know what the biggest problem is that not only is there no repercussions, that they float under the radar of Man City.
Yeah.
The reason Chelsea are what they are right now is because of Abramovich. Like their fans will sing his name. They'll sing his name. And so they should, because every great thing that's happened to him in the last... what you got to say, like 15 years? I don't know how long Abramovich has been there. It's been long enough. I mean, he's got to go soon, isn't he? Like, at some point, there's going to be some set of health complications and Chelsea will return to a normal football club, probably. Unless he's got a son who's... I don't even want to think about it. So, you know, he's... They've paid their way to get what they want. And there's no... Like, if that happened to Tottenham or it happened to Arsenal, it happened to QPR, we'd all be... buzzing. But every Chelsea fan is thanking their lucky stars because Manchester City exists, because Chelsea have achieved about as much as, in terms of, you know, glorious moments, Chelsea are up there, but they just go under the radar because Man City are a little bit worse. So they just
and they've just got the most unbelievable academy that they stockpile players, then sell them off for like so much money. And so they have, like someone just said, we haven't spent a penny this summer. I mean, you kind of have, but at the same time, you're right in what you're saying, Archie. Like you haven't, because the money that you get 35 mil for Tammy Abraham, like all this money for these different guys, and it all just tots up. It's a really well-run club, like now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always been that way. And you know, the amount of money they've put into their youth academy, that's money in the bank. If you're creating players that are going to play in the Premier League and the Championship, it's money in the bank.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of like righteous decisions, right? That's the thing. It's like there's no the righteous decision, it doesn't matter. Like someone else said here, Morgan, Chelsea win a trophy every two seasons at least. It's all we do. It's true. It's completely true. I would I think they're going to go really, really close to winning it this year, especially with Lukaku now.
It's early days, early days.
It is early days.
You don't know.
But if you're an Arsenal fan, because this is the thing, like the sort of meltdown last week with Arsenal, I was like, what? I mean, is this a big deal? But the problem is...
What, losing to Brentford?
Yeah. Is it? But the reason it's a big deal is because there's still, you know, a large majority of people going, I expect us to be here, regardless of our squad, and we're behaving like this. But when you look at Chelsea, you look at Arsenal, I mean, that's part of the problem is Arsenal, they should have an academy that's as good and as strong as Chelsea's. And that would help both bringing players through, and they are bringing some players through.
Yeah, they've got,
so they're getting there.
They're looking good.
But in terms of you know, the amount of loans that Chelsea make, and then therefore the money that they make, the amount of money they've made off Ruben Loftus-Cheek, and they've still got him as a player. It's mad.
Yeah, they're doing the right things. They really are. And they even tried to, like Abramovich even tried to do the right thing by having like a legend at the football club. And I'm sure he's like affectionate to Lampard. But we said from day one, and I'm not going to be one of these geezers who's a football fan who knows nothing really about running a football club. But we did say that Lampard was never good enough to manage Chelsea, and it came to pass. But he tried to do the right thing. He tried to give to Chelsea fans not only like, here's all the money and all the glory. The thing you're missing, because ultimately all this success is plastic because you spent your way to it. And unfortunately, that's our entire game, right? Our entire game is, if you look at the amount of money that a club spends on wages, it equates to respective success. So, you know, you spend the fourth amount of money on wages in the league, then you finish fourth. But what tried to, like Chelsea fans have had all of that, and then they're given Lampard, and they want just Lampard to stay. He tried his best. He wasn't good enough. You know, Abramovich was
See, patient. I would disagree with you on the failure thing with Lampard, because all of these failures, it's like
when
it's
the
kind
Champions
of
league after getting rid of him.
No, but that's not a failure. That's a success from Tuchel.
Yeah, but it's Lampard would never have won the Champions League with.
We don't know. This is my like.
No, we don't
so
know.
Here's we don't know. I think I get what you're saying. It would have been incredibly surprising if they had done it, but there is a, you know, it happens time and again. That sort of that new manager bounce. It's the same. You know, this. You know, look at Watford. That's the way that they work, and it, you know, it continues to work for them a little bit. The thing with Lampard is that. There's a massive difference between Lampard and Arteta. So for me, I've kind of set this marker in my head with Arteta that, you know, he needs to be getting much more out of that team now. But even in the start of this new season, with no European football, you've got a week to work on stuff every single week, which sounds obvious. But by November, having had the amount of time that Arteta's had, I think then you are allowed to go, he's not good enough, this is a failure. Enough. Whereas I don't think Lampard ever got to that point. Like, and I understand everyone. Someone just said in the chat, Arteta is rubbish. I can totally understand people thinking
but
that
he's not rubbish. He won an FA Cup against Chelsea, so he's not rubbish.
Yeah, and he kind of got that within his little honeymoon. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's much harder to sort of survive. You need to be given the time, and Arteta's been given the time. Now, when you look at it, the amount of money, mate, the amount of money that they've spent now, that spine there, they're moving in the right direction. That needs to click.
I mean, they've spent £30 million on a keeper who, you know, he's Rams. I mean, all I know is based on what I've seen. Like, he's a decent...
That feels dangerous, doesn't it? That does feel dangerous. The Rams, though.
It just feels like spend £30 million. On a position on the pitch that you really need to strengthen on. You know, you let go of Martinez, who's just won the equivalent of a Euros in South America.
Copa America.
Yeah, that shit. So, sorry, no, shit. That tournament. And, sorry, CPM.
Same guy, it's coming home. Same tournament, just in a different place.
Indeed. You know, so they've lost their, they gave them away practically. And apparently, I was listening to Talk Sport, and I think it was Perry Groves who was talking about the fact that they offered him a new contract after that. I think he played 12 games or something like that towards the end of his Arsenal career, and he was really good, really good. Like, I was like, who's this geezer? Like, what? And Villa signed him, and he was superb for Villa. Became number one for Argentina, and Arsenal just let him go and trusted in Leno. And now they're spending £30 million on what is an equivalent keeper. Like, he might be better than Leno, right? He might be.
Is there something on the fact that he needed to be English? Because obviously that feels like there's always a bit of a tax with goalkeepers when they're English. I wonder if there is something in that. Do you know what the problem he's got? Ramsdale, short sleeves.
He's been relegated with every club he's ever been.
Well, that's true as well. That's the problem. He hasn't played for it. If you're an average keeper, but you're playing for a team that's not going down each year, that will look better. You will look better. But you've got to be careful of those things.
There's so many players, so many good keepers that were in the England setup that get relegated all the time. Ben Foster, Scott Carson, Ramsdale. And they look great because the cameras are on them all the time because they're being peppered constantly. But how great are they?
Yeah.
I fundamentally, a great keeper now is someone who can shot stop and play with their feet. And if he can do that, then Arsenal, you know, if he can save them 9 points, 12 points, 15 points a season, then £30 million is well spent. It just seems weird. And Odegaard, they've signed for £30 million. And look, this all comes from the place of a Spurs fan, so I'm always going to be critical of whatever they do.
How much was Ndombele?
62.
So that's a good price, is it not?
Yeah.
Got him. Got him.
I'm not comparing our failings with Arsenal's potential failings. Like, Ndombele is, honestly, his ceiling is so high. Can't rate him highly enough. He's an absolutely wonderful footballer. And I'm really, really gutted that he hasn't worked out here, but it's on him. He had everything. Like, he's at Lyon and done bits there. He signed for Spurs and he had the platform to just go on and better himself. And he just hasn't done it. Mm. And he wants to leave now because of, if you believe the reports, it's because we're selling Sissoko and Aurier, who are his friends.
Right.
And I guess if you're, doesn't matter how talented you are, if you're homesick or if you want to be around people that you love, and the only sort of connection to that lifestyle is players like Sissoko and Aurier who need to be sold from Spurs, don't feel at home, and you haven't settled, then you can understand it. Like, I'm not gonna stick the sort of bad attitude flag on him because that's unfair and it's stupid and stereotypical and unhelpful to the world we live in currently. But he's so good, that and Ndombele, he is the best pitch IQ of any player I've ever seen at Tottenham, and that includes Modric and Dembele. He's right. So good.
He's been at Spurs at quite a weird time as well. I think that's probably not ideal for him. F50 has just chucked in a super chat. I just wanted to touch on it quickly. Hey guys,
How much?
Just a fiver. Just a fiver. We'll split that later. Jot it down.
PayPal.
Used to always watch these Fridays shows during my lunch. Family member just passed away, and great to have these shows as a distraction. I'm really sorry to hear that, mate. I hope you're okay, bud.
That's horrible.
Well, if you need some nonsense, we're here, because that is the end of the football chat. Of
course. Is it? Well, I mean, I can't even go in.
Watch him go. I'm on 893 at the moment. The Exodus, make their way out. Well, there is football chat. Don't worry. But I've got all these. I've got all the quotes and bits. Why is it? You want to talk more about football?
I hate talking about football, but I also I love talking about Arsenal's.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to touch on with Arsenal's current demise?
Many opportunities through the season. We don't have to do that now.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Man City next week. So it's a tricky start.
And Chelsea.
Exactly, yeah.
Chelsea, Manchester City. Like, what is this? Jim, all right, before we go on to the non-football stuff.
This guy's... That's when you know, people, they wonder if there's the overlap, and Geordie was talking about it, you know, the mix between, you know, you guys in the audience and those guys on the panel. you know, we're pros as well. And it's little moments there which I can see straight away when Flav goes, I've got something here. And here it is. Off you go, Flav.
I've forgotten.
Now, for fuck's sake.
I had it in my head.
I've ruined it. I've got to shut up. I've got to learn to shut up. And that's why we're the best. That's why we're the best. Something about Arsenal probably being rubbish.
No, more than
Man City, they had to play Man City, then they got to play Chelsea. Are you going to ask me how many points they'll have after three games?
Yes. So, there it is. All right, ignore that bit.
Let us know in the chat, how many points will Arsenal have after three games?
I was going to ask is if they lose to Chelsea and lose to Man City convincingly, like I'm talking 3-0 or 4-0, like if they look like what, I'll tell you what, here's the question, Jim, right? Here's the question. If you think of the two results against Chelsea and Man City and how potentially bad that could be, what would get Arteta sacked?
Yeah. How bad has he got to lose these next two games to go? Love this game. We love this game. I think, who have they got after that? That's what I'd like to know.
Would 2-5-0s on the bounce get him sacked?
Would 2-5-0s get him sacked?
He's
probably got a clause there, isn't he? It's probably gross misconduct or something. He'd have to go after that. So you've got Chelsea, then Man City, then they've got Norwich at home.
Okay, so if they lose 2-0 to Chelsea,
then Burnley.
2-0 to Manchester City and 1-0 to Norwich, he has to go.
He's got to go.
He can't save himself there, can he?
Okay. Yeah.
Can he?
No. I think if you lose all three, see, that's the danger, because you would have lost all first four games of the season and quite possibly without scoring a goal. If he loses the first four games without scoring a goal, he's got to go, isn't he?
He's got to go. But imagine though, Jim. He was, in terms of the points amassed in the last 12 games of the season last year, he was third.
Yeah.
So it's, you can never win, can you? We don't know what we're talking about. The fans are the worst culprits for ebbs and flowing, depending on what the media narrative has been. Like, losing to Brentford at home, as I don't want to defend Arsenal, but it happens against a team that comes up.
Poor team they put out as well. There's a lot of players that will be different. Like Partey would be in that team. Aubameyang would be in that team. Lacazette might be involved. Odegaard might
really
be involved.
Did they really improve
them,
though?
That's another debate for another time. But yeah, I think I need to see something this week. Like, play three at the back. Just at least keep it tight. Because if you get pumped, Man City next, they're going to smell blood. And they always get done by Man City. They always get done by Man City.
I fucking live with it. I love it.
Right. It's the Big Jim Laugh Award is back. I go through the comments each week. For anyone who hasn't watched this podcast before, it's the last explanation you'll get from me. Basically, the running order comes from your comments. So get in the comments, make sure they're funny and good, and they will be discussed. Let's begin. The Big Jim Laugh Award, these are comments that just made me laugh out loud. Dom Healy. I had a mate who lost an action man up his bum. We were talking about losing stuff up your bum last week.
Yeah, just the moment of like when you put something in your bum for sexual gratification.
Yeah.
But then the period between when you put it in your bum to when you have to go to A&E, what was that period like?
A difficult time. I mean, how are you getting there as well? You walk in? What's the most painless way to get there?
It's got to be a cab.
But you're squatting on the cab, or you're just going to sit down in that cab? Because that's
why are you standing in my cab?
Especially the speed bumps on a cab are dangerous. It's not coming out after that. Anyway, Dom Healy said, I had a mate who lost an action man up his bum. He said, you've got to search for the hero inside yourself. Very good.
That's good.
So that made me tickle. Ryan Walker said this. James started talking about, so this is last week's pod, go listen to it if you haven't heard it yet. James started talking about the 72, which is the new gig I'm doing, League of 72. We do a live stream every Thursday, 4 p.m. Please get involved. Then Flav's face just drops for a minute or so until James mentions Seaman and the player called Seaman, and his face fills with joy once more. Welcome back to Jeff and you slugs. That did make me laugh. And finally, I have no idea why this made me laugh, but it really, really did. There was a lot of comments going, oh, it's back, it's great, which is lovely, thank you so much. But Arson is not the doctor said, Dad is finally back from the war.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just realized, like, where, what? Like, someone's gone, oh, Dad is finally back from the war. I just don't.
They're sitting there. I'm going, I've got a great idea. I'm going to propose this. I love it.
Which one gets the Big Jim Laugh Award, Flav? You get to choose.
Seaman,
of course. Congratulations to Ryan Walker. Quotes of the week, Tyler Norton. Me, I go, clean it up a little, okay? I'm worried about my CPM. Flav goes, will do. Have you ever thought about people with things in their bum? We touched on that a little bit earlier. Not literally.
Yeah.
Brad Morris, quote of the pod. It's a bit like porn, isn't it? Flav casually remarks when comparing the competition in the Premier League and the Championship. I've missed this pod. And JR, a poor mag down in a shrub next to a railway side. That's the football I remember.
A poor mag, yeah.
Mr. Shea, lads, glad to have you back. That was JR.
God bless you all.
And it is one. It's kind of slightly wound me up. And then I thought this could be a bit. ABC said, when I hear that intro, everything feels right. Now, that people hated that intro music for ages. Now, all of a sudden, people
are
loving
it. You're talking about the intro music at the start of the pod. The
start of the podcast, yeah. And there was a few comments on that, and it made me think, what's something that you used to hate and now love? You know, like olives.
Harry Styles.
Yeah. I'd love Harry to know. Styles. Let us know in the comments. Save it if you're in the chat right now. Chuck it in the comments because otherwise it won't get in there.
Roy Keane.
So we've got a story about Roy Keane from the comments as well. Matt Limbert. Is Roy Keane a good egg? I think he might be.
Mate, I'll back him to the hilt.
Yeah.
But my experiences with him in person this week, or the week before last, I'll back him to the hilt. He's a good... Well, I mean, I'm not saying like... You know, I don't know what his ethics are. I don't know. He probably eats... I'm just saying that he's probably a nice bloke, right? I can't definitely sure. guarantee that he is, but yeah. My experiences with him have been really, really good, and I'm lucky. And I'm saying this like he'll remember who I am. I could walk past him in the street and he'd spit in my face if I was on fire. That's how much I mean to him. But
sure.
He's just like a really, really nice geezer. Out of like Gary Neville's all right, Jamie Carragher's all right, but. Roy Keane is
he's softening, certainly softening. Just to nip something in the bud really quickly, Joel Germer in the chat, he says, can you talk about the game? Get out. Out.
What game?
Out.
What's his name?
You are? Joel, who? This is in the pod for you, mate. Out.
I tell you, mate.
1 week, 2 week ban.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
You tell him,
Flav. Who the fuck do you think you are? You're a mug, Joel.
Talk about the game.
Sorry, what?
Talk about the game. No.
Sorry, I'm not having that. I'm not having that. Fuck it. Banning for a week.
Out.
What
right.
a wanker. What? Sorry.
So, Joel, if you are still there, if it's all right with you, I'm going to read out a comment about Roy Keane looking to find a dog for 3 hours now. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You go enjoy your weekend. Unbelievable.
I'm sick of his shit.
Matt Limbert. Hearing about Roy Keane, I have a funny story about him. I was walking my dog around a local park and bumped into Roy. We got chatting about the dogs and a bit of football. Then a woman came over. You're a woman to me. Came over asking if we had seen her dog that had ran off.
A fucking woman to me.
We spent the next 3 to 4 hours wandering around the park. Local area, trying to find this woman's dog. I reckon that would have been really annoying because he would have just wanted to be with Roy. And he would have been going, well, why don't we both go this way? And Roy would be going, no, you go that way, I'll go this way. I'm going to find the dog.
We're going to find the dog.
As it got late, I gave up and went home. A few weeks later, I bumped into him again in a shop. And he said that he'd stayed out and found the woman's dog. Top bloke.
He's
undercover top bloke, isn't he?
Solid gold. Undercover top bloke is potentially a bit.
Undercover top legs, nice.
People out there that do good stuff but don't boast about it. Like, there's nothing worse than celebrating your own success. The success is enough. Being good at something and then it paying off, that's enough. Don't then go, I was good at this. Everybody, all my mates, you need to know about that. Because then you sound like a div. Is that going to affect the CPM?
Joel's gone quiet in the chat, so I presume he's gone. See ya. I'm sure we'll see you in a couple of weeks. See you in a couple of weeks. I'm sure we'll be catching up.
Don't leave. We need your money.
Where are we? Oh, here's a possible. So undercover good blokes. I think, yeah, someone who's actually like is trying to be a knob, but nice try. Deep down, you're a good egg. I'd like to see if you do spot that this week. We went through the Premier League briefly, and we were looking at stereotypical things we all say about clubs. Josh had a few. He said Arsenal, they just haven't had that defensive midfielder since Vieira left, which I thought was good. Hey. Watford, they will sack their manager after a couple of bad results. Yep. Leeds, just wait, they'll burn out soon. Brighton, they play great football. Look at their XG. I'm guilty of that. Norwich, we'll start the season well, but tail off. And Brentford, they're just a well-run club. With this, I thought this could be a bit as well. Season
stereotypes are true.
True. That's why they're stereotypes, I think, a lot of the time. To a point, risky thought to have, really. Don't completely drill down on that, because sometimes they can be wrong. But what I was thinking was, I wonder if we could put together a season bingo to go through during the season. So again, another one in the comments, gently building up the bits here. Predictions for kind of for the season, or things that you would expect to happen at some point. But the more nuanced, the better. We'll make a list of them and we'll see if we can have a little season bingo. I think that might be quite good. What else we got here? Oh yeah, Billy Walsh.
That's a lot of writing.
I know. I'm not going to read the second one.
Can they see what we're
seeing? No, they can't see what we're seeing. The second one is a good. It's good, but it's long.
I like your little handwritten notes on there.
Got a new iPad, didn't I? Treat myself to an iPad.
Did you? Yeah. That's because you're successful, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And I thought. I mean,
you've got to spend the money on something.
This money's just piling up. Let's use some of it.
If it's not drugs and hookers, then it's got to be iPads and new mics. Look at that.
I spent about 2 months going to fam again. I'm thinking I might get it. She's like, just get the fucking iPad.
I thought he was going to say, I might get a hooker. And she said, no, just get the iPad.
Just get the iPad. as I said earlier, OnlyFans is gone.
Listen, I think there's something in this. Like, they can't see what we're looking at. But your scribblings over the run order as we go through it, I think there's something in that.
What do you mean there's something in that?
I just think people will be interested.
Quickly show them.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that your scribblings right now is the answer, but you could do more and you could build it out. It'd be like George Orwell's manuscript of 1984.
Okay, I'll look into that. Billy Walsh, loving the content, Jim. And for love. Only been following you the past 6 months or so I'm excited to go back and listen to the first two seasons of the pod.
Always loved you, Bill.
Can anybody confirm how many episodes per season? And guessing I can find them by just scrolling back to older videos on Jim's channel, yeah? Keep up the good work. What I would love with this...
I'd say about 100 over the last 2 years, maybe.
So the reason why this... Billy, I think the endeavour that you're creating here, and this goes to everyone, all newbies to the podcast, this could be an endeavour worth doing. And the reason I say that is because of Jack Large's comment. Now, this is a long one, Flav, but we haven't got too many, so don't worry.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette while you read.
Well, it's good, though. You like it. Jack Large. It was approximately midway through last season that I first stumbled upon the Geffen podcast. Almost 90 minutes of superb footballing analysis, in-jokes and various inventive segments. I was captivated, watching the whole podcast in a trance-like state. Unbeknownst to me, a dormant slug that had been within me since birth was finally starting its awakening. When the podcast was over, I snapped out of my trance, my face covered in tears. I was afraid. Afraid of how powerless I felt as each in-joke passed me by, knowing that they were all funny, but not knowing why. This was too much. I threw my phone down on my bed and ran out of the room, hoping to escape the black hole which I was mere inches away from being sucked into. For the next few weeks, I hid, not daring to venture into that side of YouTube again. But one day, I finally plucked up the courage to return. I was going to slide two-footed into that black hole of quality content. And I knew that I may never make it out again. So with a deep breath, I scrolled up and clicked on the first episode of the pod. Over the next week and a half, I experienced things I'd never thought possible. I marvelled at a variety of home winds, gawped in fascination at shark facts, and grew slightly aroused while listening to birds and that. At times, it became a little too much to handle. I didn't know I could continue to play this game, letting my mind be twisted and broken until I was nothing more than a little slug. But whenever I reached my darkest of points, I told myself, oh, I'll play, and I'll win.
Yes, come on, boy.
And so I did, continuing on my journey until no podcast remained. It felt like a void inside me, which I never even knew existed, had been filled. So now I do not feel the stress, fear, or confusion of the man I once was. I am simply happy to be one of James and Flav's submissive little slugs. So there you go, Billy.
What, isn't it a wonderful thing that there are people out there that... Billy's out there, isn't he? He's out there, and he's watched the podcast and really enjoyed it, and he's felt compelled to write in. That's
That was Jack, to be fair. So Billy, I was wondering, Jack, along the way, when you stumble across very small bits that work for you, maybe on Patreon or somewhere, if this might work, this might not work, we could revisit these moments along the way. Might work, might not work. Let's see. Got a couple of super chats here, Flav. Soon to be halved, of course.
How much money? How much?
£5 and $4.99.
You owe me...
It's stacking up, sadly.
About $7.
Jack Lanham, can you please get behind Southampton this year? We're in need of some serious glue. I think we've got to wait a little longer before we give our powers towards anyone.
Yeah, we've got to wait and see how the season lands. So if people don't know, if you're new to the podcast and there's... Because of all the great work Jim has done, and look at it, look at his studio, it's amazing. Like, he's done such a good job, right?
New plant, by the way. Mum bought me a new plant.
I like the plant, it's very good. It's a nice, welcome addition to your background. Jim has created a channel that's fucking flying, isn't it? It's 132,000 people have subscribed to James Lawrence Alcott, which is, like, I'm not laughing at James, I'm laughing at the fact that I met James back at Bull Street days before he'd done any of this stuff, and this is what he wanted to do, and he doesn't matter. Look, I'm not going to blow smoke up his ass anymore because I know he feels uncomfortable about it, but I love you, Jim. I've forgotten the point.
Yeah. Cheers. Lazy 8, are super chats okay? $4 that cost him. Yeah, they're fine. Yeah,
they're fine, right? But I'm going to speak for James here. He doesn't need them. So,
become a patron. Look, you've wasted a super chat on that. You're going to become a patron.
You can become a patron and get like four.
Lazy 8, you wound me up with that. Frivolous payment. I like Lazy 8. He's all right. Alexander Klapov, who's got an Arsenal badge. Here it comes. Can Flav say Mourinho is a father I never had but always wanted to slap? Can you say that?
Can say it, yeah. I know. There's nothing about him that makes a good father. I'm sure in real world terms, he may well be a great father. But the way he treated and the way he's behaved at various football clubs he's belonged to, probably not.
You were told. I thought you could change him. Thought you could change it, you can't.
Honestly, we're told so many times. Like, we had all of the experience, but you're thinking he's going to make us win something. Mm. Mate, so Spurs. Like, I know that Spurs won't win anything ever because of that. That was our litmus test. Was, wasn't it?
You'll never win anything ever.
We'll never win.
You're going to win something when you least expect it. I'm telling you. Okay. You're going to love the playoffs. You're going to love
that. No, I'm not there.
Sean Dunphy, bitter footbar chat, Jim. Ange ball all day. Don't know. I mean, it's Scottish, I presume. Or Sean, actually, probably Irish. Pet Hates, which was a bit on Great Touch for a Big Lad. OGs will know this one. Last week we spoke about how annoying it probably is for Arsenal fans to see themselves at the top of the table before a game is played, and then... we're opening up Pet Hates to the Jaffin podcast. We've got a few. Josh Rogers, just checking in. One thing that always annoys me is when you're toasting something and one slice is burnt and the other is toasted normally. I really don't understand how it can happen. If I'm honest, it makes me want to throw the bread and toaster in the bin and just skip the meal out of protest. Any thoughts on toast?
I rate toast. You've got to have Marmite on any kind of toast.
I'd say you've got to be quick as well. Out and butter. Out and butter. Do not waste time. Because
Bloomer bread as well. Tiger Bloomer bread.
Okay.
It is. It's like that's the be all and end all when it comes to bread.
What's on the dial with your toast? What number are you going to? I go just before, maybe three, maybe just before three, depending on what I'm putting on top.
Oh, let me just turn my toaster over it.
His toaster's right next to him.
Three.
Yeah. Generally, it's a three. I think. So you've got, what have you got? Three to five. I mean, five is just if you're, I mean, it's dangerous. Just don't do it.
Yeah, it is three to five, yeah. I don't, who came up with that? Who came up with the fucking toast heat barometer?
Yeah.
Someone else.
Or is it minutes? Is it in minutes?
I think, oh, is it minutes?
There you go. It's a timer. Stoker Pops, my guy.
Oh, shit.
Thanks, mate. 2.5. Yeah, I think generally I'm 2.5. If you're four, Morgan with a four, you're right, mate.
Nonce.
That's dangerous, mate. That'll affect you in some way, I presume. There's got to be a Daily Mail article on this. If you're a four, that says a lot about your personality that you're a four. Morgan, I bet you like steak well done, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I can't comment, but you can't. I'd imagine that's not the best way to eat steak.
Yeah, I think everyone now in the comments, you should in brackets give your number, give your toaster number, just so I know what you're about.
In the comments, just don't. All you got to put is a number. We don't need no context. Mm. Nothing. Just one to five. Where are you
one.
At? One. No one. Like that must be a.
You're this close to a band, Sam. This close.
Sam can't be more than 8 years old.
yeah. It's hot. Is it too hot for you? Is it too hot for you, Sam? One.
I remember being a kid thinking like soggy toast, soggy hot toast. Well, it's bread, isn't it? It's warm bread. Fundamentally, yeah. When you were a kid, you rated it.
Yeah, you might as well pop it in a microwave.
Kids are fucking stupid, aren't they? So,
Will's Nodge, soonest mic holding technique infuriates me. Interesting. Can have a quick look at that. What do you mean? What's he?
Is soonest a bit of a like low key racist because he's
got no. I think he's. I don't think he is. I think he's just got. He's got to chill it out now. Yeah, just like, I know you're doubling down and maybe a little while ago that worked. It's not working, mate. All he had to do? I was thinking about it. All he had to do last week is someone go, the guy goes, oh, four assists for Pogba, not bad. You go, pretty good performance. Little twinkle in his eye. And that was it. Diffused. But he cannot let it go. What's he getting annoyed about?
What was it that stoked? Because I didn't see the the post match conversation. What was it that generated the heat between Souness and Richards?
Richards, I think he just knew what was coming and didn't want it.
But what was Souness's argument? Like, because that was probably the best game Pogba's played in his entire life. Like, four assists is mad. Like, Harry Kane got four assists against United last year.
Well, are you talking about after the game, or are you talking about...
I'm talking about the argument, whatever.
On the Saturday, he said, he went, a star of the show for me was Marcus Greenwood. Mick Richards went, Pogba got four assists.
Yeah.
And he went, that's what you expect from a £100 million player. And then the next day...
That's superhuman, like, levels of footballing.
Yeah.
At that level.
That's the comment. It's like, well, that's what you expect from 100. I mean, it's like, come on, Graham, give the guy a break. That's incredible.
And this is it. Like, so you've got two proper, what you assume to be fucking like football gammons, right? In Souness and Keane. But Keane reads the room and he has that sly glint in his eye, which I love. Whereas Souness is just like, he's my dad. He's my dad.
No, someone's got to go to Graham and go, it's just not looking good here, mate. Can you just say he's played well? Just say he's played well. That's what we got to say.
Shut your fucking mouth just for a second.
No. I won't do it. No. He keeps dancing.
I would do it.
Someone's got a problem with the way he holds a microphone. I don't see a problem with that. I think it's pretty standard. I think you're being unfair. But that's up to you. That's okay. So let's know more in the comments. I've got a couple more. This I loved. Jack, players touching the Never Walk Alone sign really winds me up, and I know it shouldn't.
Is this going out when they do it? Look, if you don't understand the football club, like El Hadj Diouf tapping the You Never Walk Alone, that's a lot. Like you're doing this for some reason that isn't substantial, but Gerrard doing it.
I think, I think you've got to have been there a couple of years. You can't be doing that in your first 6 months, really.
Yeah.
You've got to earn the tap.
Did you see that thing on Twitter where you know these new Puma kits where they've got like bands across the chest?
Yeah.
There's no badge, it's just Manchester City and then the sponsor, or Manchester City is one of them and it might be another club, I don't know what it is. But they've just essentially changed the format of football clubs. And it's horrendous. And this geezer scored, looked down to kiss the badge, and the badge wasn't there. It was just this stripe with the name of his club. And he was like...
I can't really... Yeah, I'm trying to find it. I saw it quickly. I didn't really see what the furore was, what the problem
was. People hate that. They hate that template of a kit.
Okay.
Can I just say that Nike, I've hated every kit that Nike's done, but this season they pulled it out of the bag. The Spurs home kit is one of the best I've ever seen.
Okay.
And the away kit...
You've already won this year, haven't you, really?
In a way.
The QPR kit is gorgeous this year.
Is it?
Gorgeous.
QPR! Third in the league!
Come on.
Honestly, I can't... Like, I've never been invested in a championship club. I could not give a fuck about any other club or fans of any other club. I don't care. I don't care, right? But what I do care about is seeing your face if QPR get promoted. And then seeing your face when we pump you 5-0 home.
Yeah.
That's what I live for.
It's very sort of short-term joy, isn't it? It seems. can I just say, 1,000 people watching right now, which is glorious. Could you all please just like the stream? Because it will really, really help do that for me.
People still paying Super Chat.
They've cooled down. They've cooled down. They're just sitting back and enjoying it. Hopefully, a few people got a few lovely drops out there actually as well today. Sipping on something nice, as it is a Friday, or non-alcoholic as well. Getting into that myself. Here's a couple of more pet eights. I'll find one actually, and then we're gonna hear what Sonny's got to say. Centaur, football-related pet peeve, similar to seeing Arsenal at the top of the league at the start of the season, is the saying it evens out over the course of the season. Absolute nonsense. I hate it so much. It does, though, doesn't it?
I think so too. Yeah. Well, when people think that it doesn't even out, they're looking at the really bad stuff that's happened to them on the pitch, or the fouls that they didn't get, and then they hold on to them and forget the good bits.
Yeah. It really does work itself out.
It's like the YouTube comments we used to get back in Bull Street days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you get so many positive stuff. And then eventually, every now and then, you'd have someone come in and absolutely rip us a new one. And that would stay with you. When you go to bed at night, you go, God, I remember that thing that bloke said. Mm. What's our favourite, Jim?
Who's this Specky Belling giving his opinion? Well, I've got, that's why I'm in contacts. Right. Fan mail or snail mail. Not snail mail. Fan mail. Will Pierce. Got a tricky predicament here. And then we've got Sonny. Could I get some opinions on this? Let us know what you think, guys, in the chat. I'm Australian and the first football fan in my family. Congratulations. When I was getting into football, we had a foreign exchange student from Munich who got me into supporting Bayern Munich, or München. This was at a young age, and I've only started watching the games over the last few years. It comes to today when I've become more passionate about Australian football, that I've learned about the likes of Harry Kewell and Mark Viduka and how good they were at Leeds, and it has made me fall in love with the club. Is it plastic to switch from Bayern Munich to Leeds United? Flav.
No, because of course it isn't. Because first off, you're in a position where, you know, the English football or German football isn't something you're going to be familiar with. So, of course, you're going to, if someone says, like, your football club, you don't choose your football club chooses you, right? That's the cliche. Mm.
Unless your dad supports them, and then you, it's chosen for you. Go on.
That same thing as well. Well, no, I mean, in the same way, your football club
chooses you.
Didn't have any. You have no choice in the matter, do you?
Yeah.
Deep down, you'd have probably been Chelsea. So it's just the way it is. there's no issue. Look, the fact is you're downgrading, which is important. So if you have a closer affinity with Leeds United now because of Viduka and Harry Kewell, then there's nothing wrong with that at all. I don't think
you can only change once. I think, and it's got to be for an incredibly valid reason. You can't change again.
You're an absolute scumbag if you change.
Yeah,
again.
You are beyond plastic. I don't know what's worse than plastic. Not much
the
these one, days.
Pedo.
You're pedo plastic. Yeah. right. this made me laugh. James of Flav Community Page just sending some cash as the super jets dried up. Louis, I love you, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend. You beautiful, beautiful man.
How would you describe Louis for people that new listeners don't like? Who is Louis?
Louis. Here, this is how I describe Louis. Perfect.
Mm. He's like the wife I never had.
Yeah, I didn't ask for, but I'm delighted that I've got. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
It's like an arranged marriage, and 2 years in, you've gone, this has really worked out. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
Louis has a Twitter page, which gets quite a few likes these days. Good on you, mate. And also does, he's such a legend with time codes and stuff for me, for my videos, does chapters. Because you know me, mate. Once it's out, I'm not watching it again. No chance. So I don't like to do the chapters, but fortunately, Louis does it for us. Right, here we go. Sonny. So, for those who, if you want to know more about Sonny, go to the end of most podcasts last year. He went through a lot, highs and lows.
He didn't go through a lot. He went through nothing. That was the problem.
Yeah, exactly. He kept getting drunk when he's supposed to be chatting up girls. Mm. Anyway, he's back, and he's got some new bits and pieces. Sonny's in the chat now. Welcome, Sonny. Mainly lows, he says. Fair enough. Here we go. Going to start on a sad note, but don't worry, it gets more upbeat. It's been a tough summer, mainly because I had to handle my first breakup. My last few weeks have consisted of deleting pictures of us off my phone, changing my screensaver, and reminiscing about the good times we had. What's even harder is to see that person now with someone else. So yeah, it's been rough, but enough about Snakey Grealish. Very good.
Very good. I want to say, the amount of Villa fans that are accepting of his move, never lower yourself to do that. Don't, like, Jack Grealish wants to move. He doesn't love your football club. Like that, you know, the most insulting thing I've, like, if Harry Kane did that, I don't feel a great deal about Harry Kane at the moment anyway. But Jack Grealish, when he was talking about Lionel Messi, crying because he had to leave Barcelona and he never thought he had to do that, and he's still going to get paid £600,000 a week by playing football for another club. You know, poor me, right?
Yeah.
But these players don't love you. They don't love you. They were great for your football club. Harry Kane was the best striker that there has ever been at Tottenham. My dad, who watched Jimmy Greaves play, says Harry Kane is better than Greaves. They don't love you. Don't respect them in the same way that they want to be respected, okay? Anyway, sorry. Sonny.
Okay. By that could be a bit as well. So one quick question. If your love was 100% on Harry Kane, where is your love now on that bar?
10%?
Wow, okay.
Generally,
right.
I generally think that the song Harry Kane is One of Our Own will never be sung at Spurs ever again.
Okay. Second question. Because I think this could be a good bit as well. Moments where, like, you lost me. You've lost me. I'd love to know moments, very like, even if they're tiny moments, when you are, and that's when you lost me. So when was the moment when Kane didn't turn up to training? Is that when he lost you? Or was it 100%. The overlap? Was it Neville?
No, I mean, that was the start of it. So, you know, that was like when
But when did he lose you? When did when he go away from your grasp?
So the interview with Gary Neville was when, you know, when you're on the sofa with your missus and her phone buzzes and you look across and you see a dick pic. But you think, that's all right, because that's one of her mates sending her a dick pic that she'd been sent. But you think, maybe she got the dick pic. Maybe she wants that dick, not my dick. It's that so that was a scenario where we were with Harry Kane. Like, your missus has been sent a dick pic, but is it for her or is it a laugh from one of her mates?
I love this idea of a phone where the notification just comes up with a picture.
Pings.
Not even a word.
And you know what? You're not even watching anything like decent. You're watching Coronation Street. No one likes Coronation Street. You're just watching Coronation Street because it's something you do in the evening. It's on and you're sitting there and you're vegging out on the sofa and then you hear, all you hear is ping and you look across and there's a dick. And you're just like, that's like the shit I get sent on WhatsApp.
Yeah, seems off, doesn't it? It does seem off. But we've been together for years. I'm sure it's nothing. That's what I mean.
Surely she hasn't had enough of my dick.
Mm. I mean, I could see, yeah, maybe I should send her a picture. Although I am sat next to her. Seems odd. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that's kind of where
we were. Sure. So that's where Spurs fans were with Harry Kane back then. Now it's like
when he didn't go to training. When you go to it, it was like there was a it was your missus's birthday and the cards have come through and then she's opened one of the cards and it's one of those moon pig ones but it's some bloke's dick.
No,
and you're going no.
when he didn't turn up for training, it was like seeing a sex tape.
This seems weird.
Sex tape. So that's what it was. When he didn't turn up, it was a sex tape.
And she's watching it in the living room. And when you come into the living room, she's not turning it off. She's just eviling you, expecting you to leave the room. That's where we're at.
Yeah, kind of feel like that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Or she'll pause it, skip back 20 seconds because she doesn't want to. She hasn't been able to concentrate on it.
If I ever give you the opportunity again, which is very unlikely, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give you the 12-inch brides. That's and I can't do that because I don't have the weapon, do I?
Anyway, Ryan, CPM crashing now. It's fine.
Jim, what is it about the CPM? Because
I don't know if it's a real thing, but I presume it is.
Can they track bad language?
Yeah, but I mean, what? You're not allowed to say 12-inch anymore.
Exactly. They won't
track. We just got to be clever.
Carry on with Sonny's
story. So enough about Grealish. It's a shorter one this time, not going to lie. Returning slugs will know of the L's I took last year. But it's a new season and it's a new me. Anyway, into the question. This girl I knew at uni recently broke up with her boyfriend. And for the longest time, I thought she was my type on paper. Love Island watchers will get that reference. Don't say that after you've done. You've got to own the reference if you're going to say the reference, Sonny. You can't.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
My type on paper, basically the kind of girls that you like, which is utter nonsense, by the way.
So my type on paper is like a woman with a big batty and massive tits.
Good to know.
I mean, no, that's everyone's type, isn't it?
Don't get me started. I think I had a rant about this. Do you know what winds me up when we go, what's your type? Tall, dark and handsome. Oh, no shit. Like, what do you mean? You never get someone to go, what's your type on paper? Short, chubby and average. Like, no one says that. No one ever says that. Now, at least with blokes, you go, you know, I like them quite slim or I like a bit thicker, like whatever, right? I'm a bum man, boomer, whatever. Tall, dark and handsome. Yes, I know I'm not none of those things. But like, what is that?
Jim, you're every woman's dream.
I know that.
Okay.
On camera, because I can frame myself to make myself look taller. But
it's
nonsense. Like, but this, and do you know, people say it, they go, like, it's like, do you know the kind I like? My type. So my type, you want my type? My specific type, me, unique to me, my type. Probably tall, dark and handsome. What? What a load of crap. Give me something proper. Give me something actually specific. What are you into?
I can't break my legs and grow a foot.
No, it's not that. I'm not bothered if you like me or not. It's not about that. It's just like...
You're very angry. Jim, but you're very angry here, mate.
What kind of women do you like? I like women with hair and eyeballs. Like, it's not... That's not... You're not narrowing it down.
Honestly, there isn't a man out there that isn't attractive to some woman.
It's just nonsense. Tall, dark, and it's just like so boring. It's like, do you know, it's like people who go, this is the other one, which is with music. People go, what kind of music is it like? Oh, I like a bit of everything. No, you don't. You like something the most. Just say it. Anyway.
Back to Sunny.
We'll get there. Anyway, through the grapevine, I think you meant, Sunny. Through the grapevine, I heard that she always thought I was a good laugh and was interested in me. But obviously, she had a boyfriend at the time. Much like Lionel Messi was, she is now a free agent. The question is, how do I get her to sign for me? Won't be seeing her face-to-face anytime soon, but she's in my friendship circle, and we've talked a little bit in the DMs last few weeks, but nothing good. Too flirty. Do I ask her straight up if she wants to meet up, or is that too soon? What's the play here, boys? How can I become the PSG to her Lionel Messi? Right, we go again. Season 2 with Sonny.
I'm sick of trying to solve.
Mate, yeah, this is the last one for you, Sonny.
If you can't,
you're on your own after this one, bud.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Because for your own good, because it's obviously not helping, is it?
Yeah, we're not helping you. Just keep talking. Just keep talking to her. What?
Well, I was just thinking, hang on. Sonny, how tall are you?
Dick pic?
How
many dick pics do you send?
You've got dark hair. You look pretty handsome from your profile pic. I just need to know how tall you are, because you might be her type on paper. And if you are, ask her that. I'll tell you what, ask her, what's your type? Is it tall, dark and handsome? And she says yes. Smash the place up.
Yeah. Put your hand for a
6 foot. Hello. Tall, dark and handsome, Sonny.
Everyone says they're 6 foot. I'm 5'11". I say I'm 6 foot.
Do you? Yeah. It's a big... You want that little number at the end, don't you? Look, Sonny. I mean... what to do? I think... You've got to be careful because you don't want to be the rebound, do you? Don't want to be the rebound.
Yeah, but just fucking like forget all the social contracts of what a relationship should be and the way you should behave. Just be kind. Talk to her. Go into the DMs. Have a genuinely nice conversation, and the out would be that she likes you because you're not a dick. It's so easy for men not to be dicks, and often men are dickheads. So don't be a dickhead. See if she's into you. If she isn't, then
What if she had pretty eyes? What would you say to her then?
Hey.
Excuse me, miss.
Have a little chat with you? You got pretty eyes, you know. I'm from London. No, where's he from?
No, it's from Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham. No, that wasn't. That didn't work.
Yeah, but so why have you got an accent from Devon?
You got very lovely eyes.
Look, Sonny, I think, look, you know, if you're chatting in the DMs, just get on with it. Get on with it.
Grab the bull by the horns. Just be kind, be decent, ask her out for a drink. I'm sick and tired of these weird little nuances that exist around your sex life. Just fucking talk to her like a normal human being, like we all do, who end up like... James has married a lovely, lovely woman. And it weren't because he was tall, dark and handsome. It's because he's inside lovely, lovely, lovely bloke. Lovely bloke.
Yeah. Or, you know, some people talking about penis pics here. Give it a whirl. Give it a whirl. You're in the DMs. Use the media available to you.
I can't imagine. Luckily enough, when I was dating, I sound like my dad. When I was
courting,
when I was smashing birds,
yeah.
I never did that.
Consent, kindly and tenderly.
Yeah, when I was in a situation where I was involved in various sort of situations, the best sort of relationships I had was the ones that, you know, where I was kind and nice, and she was kind, and we were very open with what we wanted. So just do that. Like, just don't be a dickhead. Don't be a knobhead.
Sonny wouldn't. He would never. George, just I'll end on this because this did make me laugh.
I'm not saying that Sonny would.
Of course. In the chat, people like they're talking about dick pics, and then JTVO just said, "Just get the wallet out." And in my head, I just thought, I imagined someone having. You know, you used to have Polaroid. You'd go and get your passport photos, and you'd have them. You'd keep about two of them in your wallet. Imagine someone who's just got loads of dick pics just to hand out, just to do it.
What is it with women, like,
when you need it? Like, they don't.
Do you think
it.
Women want to actually receive dick pics?
Surely not. They're not nice.
If you've got a vag shot, you're not. Is that too much?
No, just didn't see it coming.
Yeah, but if you're like into a bird and you just got a full on picture of a vag, you wouldn't be like, wicked, I'm gonna whap out my member and knock one out. You wouldn't. So that's exactly the same situation when a woman receives a picture of your dick. Imagine what it'd be like if they just did a full frame picture of their vag. It's not gonna. You ain't gonna go mental for it. You're just gonna go, all right, she's into me.
Yeah, yeah. Not, yeah. You would actually be turned up. You'd be a little bit like, this is a bit easy. Wouldn't you? You'd be like, this isn't really the sort of cat and mouse I was hoping for. So I've just gone back.
Your dick isn't gonna convince any woman to sleep with you. That's what I was to say. Just protect. Actually, a little bit of mystique, that would go some way. Like, do it through the pants, not full dick. Do it.
Maybe use Photoshop. Put some like a fog overlay over the top, yeah. Just to make it a bit more mysterious. And on that note, we bring an end to this glorious podcast. Has everyone hit the like button? And as everyone hit the subscribe button, please do both of those two things. If you like more nonsense like this, then you might want to join us on Patreon, where we do mailbags. And at some point, we're going to try and watch Jaws. Might be the place for you. There's a link in the description if you want to get involved with that and hear more of this nonsense. I enjoyed it. Hope you did as well. We're, like I said, hit the like button. 501 likes. Not good enough. Poor. Thanks for watching, guys. Enjoy your weekend. Flav, do you want to say anything?
No, I love you all. This is the favourite part of my week.
Indeed. Good luck, Sonny. God knows what you can do with what we've just told you. But I look forward to reading an update on the podcast next week. All right, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.